They were sitting on the table.
Today is January 20th, 2011, 6 p.m. in the evening. I'd like to call this meeting to order. I'd like to ask at this time if there are any conflicts of interest from any of the board members?
None.
None.
And there are no, I have no conflicts of interest. All the board members declared that they had no conflicts of interest. I will now do a roll call. We have Candy Roll.
Present.
We have Bill McCarter.
Present.
Myself, Robert Fino, is present. And Rebel, John?
Present.
Present. I'd like to have the chief lead us into the, in the pledge of allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The fourth item on the agenda is our call to the public. Do we have any timing? Anybody wishing to address Mary Appel?
I know that tonight is the chief's evaluation night, and I would like to speak just a little bit about the chief and my experiences with him. I first met him when I came in last January or February and asked him about his thoughts on a heliport for the area. And he quite liked the idea, and since then I've gotten to know him quite well. I would like to commend Chief Mike for his excellence as a fire chief and the board for hiring him. When he took the job over a year ago, he inherited a coffee can of keys to the neighborhood, most of them unlabeled, and a few volunteer firefighters and a rather lax system of management. I have learned from experience that mediocre expectations yield mediocre results. High expectations yield quality performance. The chief sets high standards for his performance and demands the same from his employees. When there's a call, he responds whether he is on call or not. Twice during the middle of the night, he was the first responder when my husband needed emergency assistance, followed by excellent EMT follow-up. I must say, I was really happy to see Chief Mike walk in my door. Chief Mike provides ongoing training for his staff and continues training programs himself. He earned his EMT certification last fall and plans to enroll in 2 additional classes this spring. His motivation for becoming a member of the Arizona Ambulance Association is to learn more about ambulances. And speaking of ambulances, when the chief came on board, the department was only able to run 1 ambulance at a time. Now there are personnel to run 2. Previously, there was only 1 paramedic in the department, and now there's 1 on every shift. Chief Mike recognizes the need for a new ambulance because the old one is frequently broken down. And he also recognizes the need for the new ambulance to have 4-wheel drive during our monsoon season and the back roads. Since his arrival, the chief and his staff have provided inspections of the downtown businesses and the fire station to ensure they are in compliance within the FPA standards. A lockbox system has been established to replace the coffee can, guess which key system. The chief and his staff provide community service by burning weeds along the ball field, Highway 191 and Treasure Road. They also provide burns for residents for a donation with the amount unspecified. He is on the heliport committee helping make that a reality. One day, last summer, we were out looking at the park for a possible location for the heliport. There had been a high wind and blown all of the roofing off of the little shed out there, or their little building, and he and the employees on call that day went over and cleaned up all that roofing and put it against the building so it wouldn't blow into the neighborhood and cause further damage. Living in a rural area and dealing with a really poor economy at the moment makes provisions for adequate pay and benefits a challenge for you, the board, and the chief. Thank you for working with the chief to provide for the employees. We now have 3 full-time employees living in the district, which add permanence and stability to the staff. As you can tell, I'm a Chief Mike fan. If you want a Casper Milky Toast Chief, Mike is not your man. If you want a person that can assess needs, solve problems, and is willing to work hard, give him the raise he deserves, and please pay for his benefits. He is a get-it-done kind of guy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Keenan, I have one little item I'd like to add for her.
I'm sorry.
I'm not on there.
Put me on there.
Charles Appel.
Oh, Charles Appel?
Okay. It's just, I just need 30 seconds.
I'd like to thank
Mike and his paramedics, because without him, I wouldn't be here twice at this end of my life.
Nolan?
I decline to speak right now.
Okay. And I can't read.
Me, Phil.
I'm sorry?
Me.
Okay, come on up. Or you can speak right there.
That's fine, I'll step up. Hi, everybody. Everyone should know me. My name is Dominic Rizek. I live in the district, and I'm also a member of this fire department. And there's a few things I want to make the board aware of. And one is Rebel Jones's intentions. You know, he's made statements throughout the community of what his intentions are. I think his intentions are false. I think they're malice. Because he doesn't have all the information and he's shooting from the hip instead of talking with people and talking with the chief about his problems. He's escalated into becoming a board member. Okay? So I'd like you guys to take that into mind. The other thing I'd like to say is Mike is the best chief this department's ever had. And we'd like to keep it that way. He's brought in more training, better officers, done a whole bunch to help this department and this community. He's made me a better person. He's made me a better firefighter. And I'd like to see him rewarded for that. Thank you.
And that's all we have on call to the public. Thank you all. Moving on to agenda item number 5 under unfinished business. Number 1, discuss the planning of future performance reviews. Select and define Chief Mike Martinez's objectives, goals, and projects. The outcome will be clear enough to provide a foundation for the next evaluation. I'd like to start this portion off. I talked to our district representative, Chief Bill Miller. I call him periodically to get advice and information from him. He said we definitely need some type of performance evaluation form. And while we were down at the Laughlin Conference, I received from Simon, the chief
Green Valley.
Green Valley. He was chief of Green Valley, one of the speakers out there. It's a very good class. He sent me a performance evaluation form that he uses at his department for himself and for all the other employees. I went ahead and made up a copy for each board member. I'd like to pass those out and take a look at that. And I think this is a very good start for a good performance evaluation.
Do you have a set for Lori or Emma?
Yes, I have one for them also. I'll make sure I got that.
Just for my
I didn't make, I only made five copies.
Pass one back this way, please.
As we can see here, we have four selections. Superior exceeds expectation, fully meets the expectation, and below expectation. Each page for each section relates to one of the things I think that we're looking for.
Okay.
Leadership is the first one. Management is effectiveness. Innovation and special contributions to the district. Personnel management. Number five is community focus and public service orientation. Number six is specific performance objectives. And then the point system, which I feel would evaluate his performance as chief to this day.
There's supposed to be how many points, talking points? Six?
Six.
I have five.
Okay, let me get you a number. Page six here. The very bottom?
Oh. Five. I have this.
The one previous before that.
It's look, five.
At the very bottom is six.
No, she doesn't have five and six.
Okay.
I have five.
Five.
I don't have six.
Okay, here's six.
Thank you.
So we have one, two, three, four, five, six, 7 pages total.
Is this?
Yes, that bottom one is the last page, is short copy.
Okay. I have seven.
Talking with Chief Miller, he says each evaluation evaluates the chief, and the norm for districts is anywhere from a 1% to 5% increase in his pay. Five being the top end, of course, 1% being down at the low end. I think this evaluation form is a good plan for tonight and also for the future, for annual performance reviews that should come up every January. Any questions or comments from the board?
Do you want us to mark them now?
I think that'd be fair. Evaluation, let's go ahead and mark these, give an evaluation. I think this is a good start, a good evaluation form. It gives us good insight to all the qualities that we are looking for in our fire chief. All the qualities that the community is also looking for in a fire chief. I think Chief Martinez's objectives, goals, and projects should coincide with the 5-year plan, unless we have different opinions or ideas about this.
I'd like to say that I'd like to see his goals evolve around the 5-year plan, but I'd like to see the 5-year plan be more specific than what we have right now, with dollar figures, what's to be added to the budgetary items towards the 5-year plan, that type of thing.
I think that's a good idea. You know, because we have been receiving five-year plans the last couple of years as a board, and I really haven't seen anything that's listed as a dollar figure. Seeing that dollar figure on the five-year plan would be a good budget review for us to plan for the future as far as reserve funds. And I would like that.
Mr. Chairman, if I could.
I'm sorry.
If I can. January 4th, regular board meeting, unfinished business. Number two, discuss strategic planning projects of the Fire District five-year plan. It was brought up at that time that we would go ahead and do the calculations of what things would cost. That's why it's not on this agenda right now. So I haven't got it done yet, so it's not on this agenda for tonight.
Oh, yeah. All we're saying is that that's something that we'd like to see incorporated.
Right, right. I just want you to be aware that I know that. I agree with you.
I'm going to go ahead and read part of this evaluation form as the board is filling this out for the public that's present. Leadership directs the actions and efforts of others toward a common purpose. This element addresses performance in directing, persuading, motivating, encouraging, and inspiring others to achieve organizational objectives and accomplish tasks, both individually and in cooperation with others. Being assertive and self-confident in interaction with others. Encouraging and stimulating new ideas. Accepting responsibilities for the actions of subordinates. Inspiring others to maintain a positive outlook and attitude toward accomplishing tasks and solving problems. And being recognized and accepted as a leader by others. Problem solving, the element addresses performance in identifying problems effectively, using sound judgment in decision making and corrective actions, and showing initiative to be proactive in influencing events rather than passively accepting them. C, exhibit professional skills, habits, and behaviors. This element addresses performances in applying, improving, and developing professional knowledge and skills, demonstrating professional behavior, maintaining a high standard of excellence, and setting an example for others to follow. Number two, management effectiveness. Plans, prioritizes, organizes, and schedules resources to achieve goals. This element addresses performance in initiating and developing creative and thorough plans that are timely, feasible, logical, and supported by facts. Organizing, scheduling, and deploying resources to carry out plans in a cost-effective manner. Setting priorities within one's scopes of responsibility that are logical, consistent with the needs of the organization and the community. And modifying plans, reestablishing priorities, and rescheduling, deploying resources to respond to changes in circumstances, conditions, or policies. Delegates and controls. This element addresses performance in delegating duties. Communicates. This element addresses performance in conveying and receiving information and ideas clearly and accurately through both oral and written communication. Builds budget and manages financial resources. This element addresses performance in planning, developing, and responsibly managing the budget and financial resources for the district. Forecasting annual budgetary and financial requirements, identifying and achieving opportunities for saving or revenue enhancement, and maintaining and presenting complete and accurate budget documents and financial records. Number three, innovation and special contributions to the district. Develops and adopts new ideas and practices. This element addresses performance in initiating and developing original and innovative ideas, practices, and work methods that are beneficial to the district and to the community. Personnel management recruits, selects, and promotes employees. This element addresses performance in recruiting, selecting, and promoting qualified and productive employees, complying with personnel rules and procedures, and being sensitive to and compliance with EEO/AA concerns and requirements. Develops subordinates. This element addresses performance in evaluating subordinates in a thorough, fair, consistent, and timely manner, providing feedback to employees during both day-to-day activities and informal performance evaluations, using the evaluation process to motivate employees, working with employees and preparing employee development plans, and encouraging and providing employees with opportunities to develop themselves through in-service and external training programs. Interacts with and responds to employee needs. This element addresses performance in dealing with employees as individuals in an unbiased manner and treating employees and employee groups fairly, demonstrating sensitivity and responsiveness to employee concerns, supporting employees and standing up for their legitimate needs, inspiring employees and making them feel that they are part of a team, and maintaining a healthy, safe workplace environment. Number five, community focus and public service orientation. Balances commitment to the street organizational and professional goals, personal professional goals with commitment to the district's organization-wide goals. This element addresses performance in demonstrating the commitment to organizational-wide goals, establishing and pursuing personal and professional goals, practicing inter-department cooperation with the board of directors, showing enthusiasm, cooperation, and dependability in dealing with others at all levels and in all parts of the organization, and maintaining awareness and knowledge of the operations and activities within the scope of immediate responsibility. And one typo on that. In the Sunside Pierce.
We're trying to save on the electric bill.
Compliance with the board of directors and district policies, rules, procedures, and direction. This element addresses performance in understanding and following the policies, rules, procedures, and directions of the board of directors. Contributing to improving policies, rules, procedures, and directions when necessary, and maintaining awareness of legal liability issues and taking action to eliminate or reduce legal risk. Interaction with citizens, the board of directors, and members of other five districts and government organizations. This element addresses performance in interacting with and demonstrating a positive public service orientation towards citizens, their public representatives, and other governmental entities. Number six, specific performance objectives. This category addresses the specific objectives to be obtained by the employee. The specific objectives appear on the performance evaluation supplement. Specific performance objectives. And I think with that, we'll basically be using our five-year plan with the chief on this. So we have and that's the last page. The rest is just basically a total of all your points that you put in.
Mr. Chairman, if I could, please.
Hold on one second, please, Chief. Any other comments from the board? Discussion? Criticisms?
We'll have time to fill this out tonight, or is this something we'll fill out?
This is something that I would like to try to get the board finished tonight. I'd like to get a decision on the next agenda item under unfinished business.
You want us to sign this last page? It says chairman. That's you, isn't it?
That will be me.
Okay.
Personal privilege.
I'm sorry. One second.
Mr. Chairman, okay, again,
you,
I want to ask.
You wanted to make a comment as well?
Yes, I do. First off, under number five, unfinished business, discuss the planning of future performance reviews, not tonight's performance reviews. Number two, if you look at the top of this and it says administration performance evaluation form, employee named Mike Martinez, department division, Pierce Sunsites Fire District, which is Sunsites Pierce Fire District, appraisal period, and then evaluators, Green Valley Fire District. This is Sunsites Pierce Fire District.
Okay.
I think that this is a good idea, don't get me wrong. However, it does say on number five, unfinished business, future performance reviews. I have already used...
Is that 5A, Chief, you're looking at?
Yes. I have already used the previous form that we use currently for my evaluation.
5A, you said?
5-1.
On the agenda, not in the...
Oh.
Okay. So, let me see if I can clarify this a little bit. You already used the past review. We didn't use the past review, but we do have this, and we can use that as a guideline. So, what you're saying is we need to discuss the plan. Future performance reviews, which we could also use this for the guideline. So what you're saying is right now we need to discuss future performance reviews, and then number two, we need to give an evaluation and pay increase. Is that where you're standing
on
that?
And I have already emailed to all the board members in October my review from last time, and it's been on the unfinished business until now.
The review from January of last year?
No. The review form that I filled out in October of 2010 was emailed to all the board members and given to you then because we had it on the agenda originally in October.
And we decided that the...
To postpone review, it.
We didn't postpone it, Chief. The review wasn't until January. We went straight down the line, found that the review was supposed to be held in January. And the board agreed to that?
I was at that meeting, and yes.
And the board did agree. Were you at that? Oh, you were in
the
audience.
Yes, I attended that.
Right. Uh-huh. And we felt that the date of January was the correct date to evaluate the chief.
Yes.
That is correct, and it was postponed until after.
Excuse me, Chief. We're in discussion here with the board. So we have no problems with this. I feel we can use this evaluation form as a board to evaluate the chief's evaluation for tonight, and to evaluate the next agenda item: discuss and approve Chief Mike's annual evaluation and pay increase.
I do have a question. On the front of this form,
yes,
it says it's an executive session. Is that something
no,
that we would want?
No, this is just the planning of a future performance review. This is a sample. This is a direction that I'm proposing that we go to.
That you're going to use it to.
This will not be used or signed in any way for tonight's evaluation, but it will be based on a evaluation that we can use for Chief Mike's evaluation tonight to establish any type of pay increase.
Mr. Chairman, I got another question for you.
Excuse me, Chief, one second. Are there any other questions from the board?
No.
Okay. Now, Chief, would you like to say something?
Yes, I do. First off, we're having conversations with a person that's not even supposed to be on the board. According to the last meeting, on the agenda for January 4th, under unfinished business, discuss and vote to approve the results of Mr. Jones' decision. You yourself said that he is no longer a board member until it is figured out on what he's going to do. It's not on the agenda for that tonight, so why is he sitting on the board making a decision?
Brendan Jones was elected as a board member effective December. He signed an oath of office. He has resigned his position as a volunteer firefighter.
Yes, he did. 10 minutes before six.
Yes. He resigned his position as a volunteer firefighter. He has still taken the oath of office. He has not performed any duties as a volunteer since taking the oath of office. I see no problems with this member sitting in as a board, elected board member. Does any of the board feel otherwise?
What did he resign?
The volunteers.
Volunteer fire.
So you want to be a board member?
Yes.
Okay.
With his resignation, he needed to resign as a volunteer member. He has not performed any duties as a volunteer since becoming an elected board member.
Okay.
I have a question.
I'm sorry. One question. Any other discussion with this subject?
No, sir.
Bill?
Trying to remember. Are we able to address somebody in the audience?
No.
Okay. I'm just trying to remember if there has to be a 24-hour period between the time that he makes his decision and the voting time, or if he can do that immediately. And it seems like that was brought up in a meeting while we were in Laughlin. So he should be able to, I think, that immediately after making his decision, he should be a member of the board.
Yes, that's my outlook on the whole situation with Rebel Jones.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Let's move on. We've discussed the planning of the future performance reviews. I think this is a good tool to use this sample copy of the administration performance evaluation form that was sent to us from the convention that we just attended. We have the next, anything further discussed on item number one on unfinished business under number five? Let's move on to number two, discuss and approve Chief Mike Martinez's annual evaluation and pay increase. Now, what I'd like to ask the chief right now, do you have a copy of that annual evaluation we're talking about?
Yes, sir.
Annual evaluation sheet you were talking about that the board discussed in October?
We didn't make any discussion in October.
No.
The date on top of that is yesterday's date, or 19th, 18th.
That's a self-review document.
That's correct.
I'm sorry, did I miss something? I thought you said, Chief, that we had an evaluation.
No, I did an evaluation. You guys were supposed to do your own.
Okay, so there is The board has not done an evaluation of you at this time, Chief, right? And I stand by our board decision that January is the evaluation date for our fire chief. We've discussed this heavily. We looked into all the aspects. We read the minutes and found out that the year evaluation started in January. So let's discuss what we feel as a board, what his evaluation as a chief has been, and discuss a pay increase. Exactly as stated in our agenda item. I think the chief has done a great job. I have no qualms or problems with the chief at this time. I like the direction the fire district is going. I like his direction with the community. He has good community support. And even though times are economically tough at this time, budget-wise, we have budget decreases. By what percentage for next year? What did they say?
Exactly. Oh, they said there's a possibility of 30%.
30%
decreases in budget.
In budget,
according to the meeting that we went to, it would be hard to tell where ours would be. There's a pretty complicated formula there, but there's a pretty good bet it will be down. I'm sorry.
I still feel that Chief Mike has worked hard this last year. It does deserve a pay increase. Like I mentioned earlier in my discussion with Chief Bill Miller, our district fire representative, he says that 1-5% performance pay is the norm for all fire stations in the Arizona area.
Did you give him a 5% last July?
He went from, Bill, Chief, let me ask you, you went from 40,000 to 50,000 last
correct.
July? Is that
correct.
Correct?
Due to the pay scale, correct.
Okay. And
that would be about a 25% increase.
I was trying to figure out, Bill, that was a 25% increase from that base pay. The board didn't have to work with that. The board decided to vote it unanimously to accept that.
Yeah, I don't think last year is a good example, basically, because we just basically thought that the pay was out of the line.
It was. So
it wasn't a pay increase, it was an adjustment.
Pay adjustment. because he did agree to come in to work with us for that period for $40,000.
Does anybody know what the county has done with their pay increases? I don't know about it.
Well, Chief Miller said that they did not receive any COLA payments last year. COLA is basically automatic. Chief, let me ask you a question, if you don't mind, or Lori might know this. Was there a cost of living adjustment last year?
The only adjustments we have had is from the proposed pay scale that the board voted on.
Okay.
For all of our personnel.
Mary was, at that time, was not comfortable with any COLA raises.
What's COLA?
Cost of living adjustment.
Corporation talk.
Mr. Chairman, if I can say something real quick.
Hold on 1 second, Chief. Any other comments on that subject that you're discussing?
Not that I can say at the moment.
What I'd like to ask the Chief is, Chief, working with a 1-5% performance pay increase, I'd like to ask, what are your recommendations?
Well, first off, I'm going to bring to your attention real quick the proposed pay scale that you guys received at the last meeting. If you look at the first step, go down midway to fire captain, CEP. The whole reason why we spent $4,000 to have this revised and checked out and redone and all that good stuff from Brenda Trinchina was because of our pay scale being upside down. When I was hired in, the chief was less than some of the captains and paramedics. Well, if you keep going on the same track that we're on now, it's going to be the same thing again. Currently, voted in May of 2010, you voted for the first step for all of our firefighters. That first step for fire captain paramedic is $48,578. That's not including overtime. I make $50,000 with tons of overtime.
Okay, Chief, let me go back to my question. What is your recommendation?
$65,862.
I'd like to ask you, what is your recommendation from you as far as...
$65,862.
So you're not, you don't want 1 to 5%. You're looking...
You asked me what my recommendation is. That's what I'm giving you.
Okay, so you're asking for a $15,000 increase, correct?
Correct.
And that comes out to, Bill, you know the percentage?
That puts me in line with the step one.
40%.
A 40% increase in pay.
38 to 40%
increase in pay is what you're recommending.
I'm recommending what was proposed by the pay scale from Don.
38 to 40% increase in pay. Okay, that's what I'm hearing from the chief. What I'd like to add a little bit about this, we have. Let me ask the chief this too, because we have to consider benefits that working with pay scales. Mm-hmm. That was one of the things that I think was brought up at the convention, and somebody used a pie chart to show how much more an employee was getting with health contributions, insurance contributions, retirement benefits. In the chief's case, his operation of the chief's vehicle, and so on down the line. Items like that basically are incorporated in that pie chart. Are we contributing anything in the way of retirement benefits, Chief?
Yes, you are. So everybody.
Are we contributing anything in the way of insurance contributions?
To everybody.
With that insurance contribution that goes along with health contributions, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, the chief, talking with some of the other chiefs, some of the other sections, how do you pronounce that? Palominus?
Palominas.
The chief down there is making $59,000. That's about the closest that I can come to our size of our district in Sunside Pierce. Now the chief down there is making $59,000, but he's been the chief for 20 years, and he's gotten those increases up to $59,000. I think the average from 1 to 5% performance pay increase.
Excuse me, does he have as much education as our chief? Has he, you know, gone to all the classes and everything that our chief has?
Chief Bill Miller speaks very highly of him. I don't know his educational background.
No, this one.
I don't know the chief of
Palominas.
Of Palominas' okay. Background.
How long has he been there?
20 years.
You've been a chief how long?
I've been a chief for since 1998.
Do you know that chief?
No, I don't.
But I
do. But I do know that he didn't mention Whetstone, who's the same size district as us, and they're 60,770.
And how long has he been a chief?
That I don't know, because he was a firefighter before he was a chief at Northwest Fire District.
So 59,000-60,000 is a good end deal for somebody who's been a fire chief for 20.
they hurt me.
Get a barber, chief. We'll continue on. Let me go back to the discussion. Discussion approves Chief Mike Martinez out annual evaluation and Taylor. Please.
Sure. Chairman, can I say something? Am I allowed to interject a question?
No.
Ask for a point of personal privilege.
We're not on Robert's rules, I'm sorry.
Can I go ahead and, being that this is my review, can I say a couple of things that I've done, some of my accomplishments?
Well, I was just about to go back into that.
Okay.
I was going to go right back here. I think Chief Mike's leadership definitely exceeds my expectations. He came in at a time that timed it well. He went slow and he started working hard with everybody here. I think some of his communication skills, communicating thought and ideas with some of the other firefighters will always can improve a bit. His problem solving, I think, has worked well. We've asked him to eliminate overtime. Some of the overtime that has come up, I found was necessary. I think he's starting to work well with that. His skills, habits, and behaviors, we can see that in his education classes that he's been taking.
I suggest that you ask for discussion after each of you.
Okay, so that's the number one item under leadership. Let's have a discussion. Let me hear what some of the other board members feel.
Where are you?
Number one, leadership.
Oh, I passed you my sheet.
Yes, let me pass that back to you.
Paper, yellow clip. Are you asking the question?
Well, this discussion.
Okay.
Just using this as a...
Guideline?
Guideline.
Okay. Well, I think he's superior.
Do you want to discuss that further, Candy? Or?
No.
No? Okay. Bill?
Yeah, I don't have any discussion on that. I feel that he's done a good job in this area.
Mr. Chairman, I want to interrupt you because
what
I've got to say about my review is very different. You know,
Chief, I'm sorry, we have your review in front of us, and we know that.
Okay.
Robert, can you discuss on this?
I feel like it is below expectations. And this isn't just for my own personal.
This will have to be yours. Yeah.
But this is from the different views that I have heard from the community and the public. He doesn't take advice from very many people out there, and his attitude, there's the attitude of it's my way or the highway. So I feel that makes a big impression on the community.
I also feel that the fire chief has that option. He's supposed to be the man in charge of the firehouse. He's got to have that, not power, but that he's got to be able to exert that kind of...
I call it command decision. He's in a command position.
That's a good one.
He's in a command position, and that's just his position.
Yes, and I have never heard anything derogatory about him. This is the first time.
Anything further on leadership? Management effectiveness.
Once again, I feel that's superior.
I feel that has been below expectations. He's been willing to take the credit for many things that go well. When something does not go well or how he wants it, he does seem to find a way to pass that credit on.
I always felt that the chief takes the good, accepts responsibility for the good and the bad in all this department. I think the chief has done a good job in accepting both victory and defeat, failure and accomplishment. I think the chief has that ability to do that. And
Mr. Chairperson?
Yes.
There seems to be something wrong here. Rebel has a very negative attitude, and I'm not sure I understand that.
Well, no, it's everybody's comment, everybody's feeling, and that's why.
I mean, did something happen?
No, we can't go into that. We,
okay.
As a board, we have a quorum. We have four members here, and we'll take a vote.
Okay.
And that vote is basically what will determine the outcome of this whole discussion.
Okay, thank you.
Under item number three, innovation and special contributions to the district.
Once again, I felt that was superior.
As I commented earlier, my feelings of the direction the fire department is going is exactly the direction I wanted it to go. I like that issue of taking care of the community, you know.
Yes.
The ambulance runs, two ambulances running. Even the subject of the heliport, which is a big controversy. Now, I support him totally on that. I feel the public, the majority of the public, supports the fire district and the board and the fire department. Any other additional comments from the board?
My comments on that were just that he has worked towards the heliport, which was not started by this department, but he joined in, and I thought that was good. The ambulance purchase and his ideas of how to promote and go further with the ambulance, he's put a lot of thought into that, and I think that's where we need to go, developing the new ideas, how to bring revenue here, because the tax revenue is not going to continue to increase. It just doesn't look good in that aspect. So I know he's discussed a couple of things with me about increasing revenue in other areas. I think he's done well there.
Yes.
Any further discussion? Moving on to personnel management. Ever since we went from a volunteer station to a part-time, full-time station, I think we've gotten, we have lost that volunteer status that a lot of stations like to depend on and utilize. I think utilizing volunteers as part-timers, it was a better choice that the board took. And I still feel that way. I like the direction that the chief went to work with his employees as far as getting them, working to get them better benefits, health benefits, insurance benefits, retirement benefits. It was a long, hard road, and we worked the whole year on that one. And just working with that, putting up with the delays, I think that that's a good sign of personnel management, trying to manage effectively the majority of his employees. You always have some people that will feel different. I hope using the chain of command, they can still voice those opinions with the chief. And I think since the chief has talked to me about utilizing the chain of command quite often, I think that's open to any employee still. We have a lot of education going on with the employees.
I came in here one day to sign some papers, and There was a class going in. I sat over there behind the thing and listened, and it was very educational. And it was just in the afternoon, just one of those things that were going on. So I felt that was very important.
Educational and professional, I thought. You know, there's no, they just weren't wasting time or going through a procedure or reading out of a manual.
No. Uh-uh.
You know, I always thought they had some good workers, some good teachers, and good instructors.
I guess I think this goes under this category. I'm going to say it here anyway. The fact that the chief has decided and or is working towards in-district hiring and having the employees be in-district is something that I like. I think it's important both to our community and to the fire department.
He has focused on that quite well, I think. It can't be done overnight. It can't be done over months. You know, sometimes it takes a while, but having three within district in this short of time, I think is a very, very good plus. Any additional comments?
I just want to say that I don't know if he has really understood the full ramifications of letting certain employees go. The employees that were EMT certified, engine boss certified, people to fill in. That's something that bothers me.
Again, I think it just goes with command decision and the board not micromanaging our chief.
Yes, that's right.
Down out to, let's see, are we on number five now? Community focus,
yes.
Public service orientation.
Yes.
I've seen the chief join a lot of organizations out here,
mm-hmm.
and that takes a lot of time. It doesn't seem like it's a lot of extra time, but it involves more. The new board members have already seen some of the extra effort that needs to be made by our board just to maintain the information for the district. And I feel comfortable that the chief is going to be part of the community as long as he stays within our community. I think he makes every effort to communicate with the public. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, going with other meeting groups within the fire department, I think it's important for him to talk to other chiefs and other associations to keep in touch and make sure that if he's got problems, he can hash them out with some of the other fire chiefs or just work through it with possibly getting a little help in that. You know, it seems to pretty much cope with everything.
I know it's been commented to me that he's been at different community meetings. People will stop me,
yes,
and say, your chief was at our meeting the other day.
Yes.
Which I think brings a good light on the fire department, gives people a better idea of what's going on here.
I know he just came into the SCA meeting. He wanted direction with cleaning up the community. And he just came into the meeting and asked how he could help.
Any other further comments from the board? Moving on to number six, the specific performance objective. Now, that's what we got from the chief just a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
He has his self-review documentations and his accomplishments and the projects that he's working on. We've all seen this before. Rebel or Candy, have you seen these two before?
I don't think so.
Okay. I know Bill and I have gotten these once already. His self-review report. Does anybody want me to read from that?
Okay.
has quite a bit of accomplished. Projects that he's working on, of course, you know, we've all been involved with the SOPs and the SOGs. To the public, that's the standard operating procedures and the standard operating guidelines. Mm-hmm. Annexation, which is a big issue with a lot of districts. Annexation, of course, will bring in more revenue, more job employment, and again, more safety to some of the outlying communities mm-hmm. that aren't within our CON, is that what you call it, Chief?
Our district and our CON.
Our district and CON. Continuing to be, to build the team morale. And that's always a tough issue with any commander, or any chief, any person, any teacher in a school. That's a continuing job, it's an ongoing job. Improving the ISO rating, working with the organizations that are working on the helipad, improved training on all aspects, mutual aid agreements that's with the other fire stations, correct, Chief?
Yes.
Working not just with the fire departments, he's been talking to the Forestry Service and the state, the federal, to work on the repeater up on Dos Cabezas.
Right.
That's almost ready to go. $5,000 or $6,000 a year, I think. Right. So, more equipment. Yes, every chief's dream is to have more equipment. But we need it. You know, ambulances, we found out down at the convention, are changed over every 10 to 12 years. You know, and that goes without saying, that just for the safety. I mean, you don't want an ambulance to break down halfway to the hospital.
It's a rough one.
The chief is already talking about providing transportation from here all the way to Tucson rather than from here to Wilcox and then Wilcox to Tucson, which again brings in delays. So, you know, we hear a lot. I hear a lot. I hope the board members here can communicate better with the chief and actually ask questions of the chief.
His door always seems to be open.
And so we have that. We have this employee self-review that two of our board members are just reading now, but I think was brought up by some of the people at our public speaking issue. A lot of these were already brought up. His training, his lockbox ideas, the helipad. His ambulance running, two vehicles, new ambulance in the plans, and so on down the line. Anything else to discuss? Candy, do you need more time to read those?
No, sir.
No. Devin? Those new evaluation forms that the chief passed out, any more time?
No.
Go through those. Now we need to discuss. Well, actually, we need to discuss and approve Chief Martinez's annual evaluation.
Okay, I'm looking at last words.
Okay. but now we have to approve it, an annual evaluation according to our agenda item.
I've lost page two.
Of your agenda?
Yes, Bill.
It's just the adjournment page.
Doesn't it have the...
No, under unfinished business, we go up to item number three.
I don't have anything under unfinished business.
Oh, there's...
Here, let me give you this.
Oh, yours got cut off.
Here, give it to... She's looking at that page. Take that one, throw that one out.
Mr. Chairman, before you go on, can I just present something to the board real quick? Just like I do to everybody else at the...
Well, we have to stay within our...
It's under my review. This is part of my review.
Let's decide first what we're just talking about, and then we'll allow you to come in with that. The annual evaluation, we have to decide what is the evaluation.
How specific do you want to be? I think the chief's done a good job, and he's due a pay increase. I think the big issue here for me is how much of a pay increase.
Okay.
Well, from what I've gathered from listening to everybody, when he first came here, he took kind of a short pay for a number of years, or for a number of months, didn't he?
Yes.
And I don't know, and he wants to buy a house, he wants to settle here, and I think he's done an outstanding job, and I'd like to help him to stay here.
Do we have a motion from the board?
Okay, I move that we accept Fire Chief Mike's proposal of $8,862.00 proposed pay scale.
Do I hear a second on that motion? We have no second on that motion, Candy.
Well, I heard that.
What I would like to make a motion is okay. To approve Chief Mike Martinez's annual evaluation and the pay increase recommended by Chief Miller from the Fry Station to be between 1% and 5%.
What is that?
5% of his, 1% is $500. 5% is $2,500 increase.
Mm-hmm. That's what I have written down somewhere.
So do you need a second for your motion?
We need a second and then a discussion.
I'll second your motion.
We have a motion on the floor to approve Chief Mike Martinez's annual evaluation and to consider a pay increase from 1% to 5%. At this time, as stated. Now we have discussion.
Do we really have to split it up like that?
Well, we have to discuss whether it's going to be 1% to 5%, and we'll, what do you call it, amend the motion?
Sure. 1% to 5% is low.
Well, that's the average that every fire department is going with. And I talked to Chief Miller about that, and I said that's, and he said that's just about exactly the way it goes with all the stations. The district that we have, the size that we have, is basically in compliance with the one fire department I mentioned earlier.
At Palominas?
Yes.
How much was he making again?
$59,000. And he's been a fire chief for 20 years there.
At that station?
I'm not sure if it was at that station. I didn't get that from Bill Miller. Yeah. But he's been a fire chief for 20 years.
The question for you. How many departments are upside down with their pay scale like ours?
You know, we don't have an assistant chief anymore, do we?
No, I don't think so, Candy. Let me ask the chief a question. Chief, are we planning on getting an assistant chief?
No. We have captains to fill those positions on each shift. Well, almost each shift. We're working on the third shift.
I just feel that there is money there, and I'm not a saver. I just think that he's doing a good job. He's turning this firehouse around totally. People know that they can depend on this firehouse now. They've got full-time people here. I just think he deserves more than the 5%.
Yeah. Well, Candy, I agree that the chief's doing a great job, but a 40% pay increase, it just, you know, and then to jump up to 65,000.
I don't see any way in this economic climate to justify that to the people who pay taxes in this district. I just really don't.
Because that's exactly what we have to do. We have to justify that to the public, to the community. And it's not just money that we have lying around. It's money that we have to budget from now until forever.
Yeah, that's the other thing, is it's not a one-time payment thing. It's forever. Once we go here, that's where we are.
Okay, should we tie this in with the audit and look there for answers?
No.
One thing to clarify, Candy. This was put into last year's budget already.
I'm sorry, we're in a discussion here, Chief. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Got it.
Being that, like you had mentioned earlier, the way the economy is, it probably wouldn't be a wise decision to.
What do you make, Rebel?
Can't disrupt the meeting.
Sorry.
No disruptions. If you're disruptive, we'll ask you to leave.
Yes, sir.
Continue, Rebel. I'm sorry.
With the current economic situations with the county cutting our budget by 30%, up to 30%, we need to keep this in mind. It's been evident that you feel he's been doing a very well job. So even if it's a 5% increase in his pay, that's given him what we can from his community.
I sure hate to try and find another chief if to go back through everything if this isn't.
I don't think this any discussion of pay should be held over our heads. Myself, I think
he doesn't have to hold it over his head. He can decide that he just doesn't accept it and look elsewhere. We have to.
That's
we
true.
Have a responsibility to the community to keep him.
Yeah.
Here within the community. So I just feel that, you know, if you don't want to go, I don't want to go 5%. I'd like to go higher. If you don't want to go all the way up to the top, then pick something, maybe a 20%. I just feel that it's kind of an insult to do a 5%.
I just get my discussion from our district fire chief. I always go to him. And any board member can go to our district representative, Bill Miller, at any time.
But
and that's since we're a new board, that's what I do a lot, you know, because I just don't know my way around that well yet. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to. Mm-hmm. And I start to do that by contacting my district rep.
Okay.
And also discussing this with other stations and other chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that this is a very, you know, 5% is a high end. And I mentioned salaries. I mentioned
Dollar points?
Dollar points. And he said, well, that's very fair for this size of our district.
Well.
So I can only go by what my district representative states and says. I understand that this is a yearly thing, 5% every year, if that's what we decide to do, adds up to quite a bit of money in a period of 5 years. That's what, $12,500 in a 10-year period. And I mean, that's why I brought up this one, the idea that this is not just a one-time deal. This is an ongoing, continuing payment that the community has to take out of the budget, that we have to absorb. So it's a hard decision, no doubt about it.
Well, when he first started, he was making what, 40?
45. Yes.
And what's he making now?
50.
So that would be 52-1?
52-5.
52-5.
And with an annual review and
complete benefits.
You know, that's why I brought up that one point earlier about all the other things that we've contributed, which is his health and insurance benefits, his retirement benefits.
But everybody's.
Everybody's involved. So that's what
everybody's making now.
We have to look at the whole picture. In other words, the annual salary isn't just what they're making, it's what we're contributing as a board that we've already contributed with, as far as health coverage.
Well, why does this captain, and whoever this is, I'm sorry, I'm not going to take it away, this $48,000. I mean, the chief is only going to be $4,000 above him, and he's rowing the boat.
Are you talking about the
on step one of the proposed pay scale, this fire captain, SEP?
That's certified.
Paramedic.
SEP. Okay.
You know, he's making $48,000.
$500.
Plus overtime.
No comments.
I have a question. Actually, if Lori or the chief, and I think we can figure that out here, but we've said that we don't want the overtime, but there is a certain amount of overtime built in. Do we have an idea of what the amount of overtime built in is?
Is that a question
per
for
year?
Chief?
Are you asking me per
yeah.
year? Per
yeah. With
month?
Our schedule, we have there's a formula here on this front page, but I'm having a hard time.
Well, our scheduled overtime that is incorporated into our budget is usually 14 hours. Each shift rotates that overtime for our calendar. So
an individual in that rotation could, if there's no other overtime allowed, how much overtime would they accumulate in a year, approximately?
14 hours.
A pay period? 28 a month?
Once a month. 14 hours once a month.
Once a month?
So 165,000, or approximately 200,000.
And Bill, your point on that?
$6,552 a year?
Yeah, $6,552 total for all the employees.
Yeah, what I'm trying to figure out is, looking at the steps, it's been mentioned that there's overtime. So let's say, how much overtime is, we've said we don't want any other than scheduled overtime, and that we want that at overtime kept to a minimum. So there is scheduled overtime, and I'm trying to figure out how many hours of scheduled overtime. Let's just say the fire captain would attain in a year. to find out what their total annual salary would be.
I
don't want to discuss. I don't want to discuss excess overtime because I'm saying I don't want that to happen.
But
scheduled overtime, then I would be happy to include that in the discussion, so that we can see how far upside down we are in our pay.
Good point.
Some 700.
I don't have a calculator in front of me.
720 per person.
A year?
A year.
Oh, 628.
728 per person per year, scheduled overtime.
So we have 12 employees? No, 10.
728, that seems high to me.
14 per, you said 14 per person, right?
That's right, with our schedule, correct?
Every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks. So that's...
It's 2 out of every 3 pay periods, that's 14 guaranteed hours overtime.
Right, the way our rotation...
26 and 2/3 of 26 times 14.
And I don't have a calculator in front of me. Once more.
26 times 14, not 52 times 14.
Yeah, correct.
That makes more sense. So that's half of that number. That's 364 hours.
But that is that in taking into consideration running two ambulances at the same time?
No.
Because yesterday...
I don't want to take that into consideration.
Yesterday we had 5 calls.
242 hours.
There you go. Fire captain will make an average annual salary of $55,000 with our STEP program.
So the chief is at step one at this point?
I would consider chief to be at step two. Step one is first year, this is his second year.
So are these step increases automatic?
I don't know. I wasn't here the day it was voted on.
Let me ask the chief and Lori. Are these step increases automatic for fire chief?
No. Fire chief and
assistant chief.
We're not included in the
steps.
Steps.
So the chief's increase in salaries are going to be based only on the
board.
On the board?
Yes.
Between 1% and 5%, basically a year.
Based on whatever the board decides.
Or based higher, too. The board can decide higher.
Or maybe the board will never make a decision.
Take your time.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor that we approve Chief Mike Martinez's annual evaluation and the pay increase to be between 1% and 5%. We had a second by Rebel Jones. Do we need to amend the motion? Or does any? I'd like to amend the motion at this time that we approve Chief Mike Martinez's annual evaluation and have a pay increase
of
10%.
So that would be
$5,000.
Well, okay, so he's up to $55,000. He's equal with the captain, the fire captain's pay. I guess
that's the fire captain's pay with overtime you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
Is that correct?
Well,
$48,000 is fire captain's pay. Let's just go by
and then
the
with
annual.
And then with overtime, it was figured up to $55,000.
But the base salary is what we should be basing our decisions on. Because everybody will be making, possibly making extra money.
Except the chief.
With state fires or state calls or...
Does the chief get extra money for those?
For state fires?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
How does he go out on those?
Well, no.
Whenever they call him?
Whenever they call him. Now, you know, we've had discussion with the state fire, wildland fire people, and they are, still have us on the list. So, you know, even though our wildland coordinator, Steve Estelle, has gone.
Yeah, but you're going to have a hard time having your main person in that office. He's not going to be the state fire, to speak of.
Chief Mike won't, because he's the head.
Yeah, if you don't have an assistant chief,
okay.
That's for another discussion period. But
okay.
I would like to make this statement. It seems like we go about doing things with this department, and we're brand new and ignorant, I might say. And we approve all of these mammoth increases, and then we get leveraged back to them when we come back to the next negotiation. And quite honestly, I just don't know how in the world we're going to continue to go out and tell the public that this is the type of thing that we're going to continue doing. Year after year, things are changing here. The world, it is a changing. When we approved these pay raises, it was a different world than we live in today. And like I say, it just seems like, you know, we step out there and we do a remake with our insurance, and then that costs us big dollars because we can't do what we used to be able to do, and then we do this pay increase, and now we come back to negotiate, and we're held against this pay increase again in our ignorance, not thinking of the fact that this $48,578 is not $48,578, it's actually $53,000. And now we're upside down with the chief. It just seems like everything we go to do here comes back to haunt us.
Everything.
That's true. And maybe it's just in our personal ignorance that we don't see these things, but we have to someday become able to, what am I trying to say here? We have to be able to say what we're doing is viable to our constituents in this county. And I'm not positive we've been doing this to this point. Now, do we start tonight? Or do we start somewhere down the road? Or do we shake it all back up? I don't know. I'm going to guess that someday we're going to shake it all back up, because I don't think this is going to be able to continue. There just isn't going to be money there.
Okay.
We're just going to open up the checkbook one of these days. It's not going to be there.
Have these salaries, the steps, these have already been approved?
Yes.
Yes.
Is there... Okay, you're talking about future...
I'm talking about the fact that we've been spending money like a bunch of drunken sailors. That's what I'm talking about.
That's not true.
And now
true.
You want to quit since
that's
I got here?
That's not true.
I don't get to enjoy this, huh? All right, what about, we can stop the next steps. We can put them on a 1% to 5% also. We don't have to go with these. We can rescind that, can't we?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure how far we can go with this discussion, but I do believe that we have been, I'm going to stick with my original statement. We've been spending money here like crazy and not really taking a big look at the longevity and what it causes. And this is a prime example this evening. This particular pay scale that we voted in, and I do not remember being here to vote this in, but it's been voted in, so it's here, now leverages us to have the leader of our group here be paid less than the people that are working for him. So something that we did some time ago is now not being held over us, but it is there. It is there for us to look at. We have to start looking at these things.
Okay.
we have to start looking at the long-term consequences of what we're doing. I don't see any way we can go back and look at that, so we have to start today. That's my thoughts.
Okay. What do you want to do about the chief?
Well, we have a motion on the floor.
Uh-huh. What was the final motion?
It's an amended motion.
It was an amended motion to approve Chief Mike Martinez's annual evaluation and a pay increase to $55,000, which is a 10% increase to keep him higher than his highest employee that is being paid.
So you're amending your motion.
Right.
And repeat that again so I'm clear on it.
To approve Chief Mike Martinez's annual evaluation and to have a pay increase of 10%, which is $55,000.
All right. Is up to $55,000.
Right, will be $55,000 a year. Uh-huh. And that'll, and then that's for this annual pay increase only.
Okay, and that goes through the year? Or we reevaluate in July?
No, we reevaluate next January.
Okay, all right. Are you gonna stand with your second? Who seconded?
No, nobody seconded it.
I'll second it.
We have a second on the floor by Candy Roll. Any discussion? There's no further discussion, we'll now take a vote. All members wishing to approve Chief Martinez's annual evaluation and pay increase of 10% to $50,000 for this year, with a show of hands.
You misstated there.
Okay.
Yes.
10% to $55,000.
$55,000, I'm sorry. 10% to $55,000 for this year, with a show of hands. All in favor of that? I have a show of hands that three of the board members did vote in favor of that. That motion has been passed. All those opposed? And we have one opposed. So moving on to item number three, discuss and approve the 2009-2010 audit performed by Jim Saunders. We have the audit here in front of us. Board members should have a copy.
No, I mean, the public doesn't want this past meeting. What is the past meeting? And we're going to get as much as we're here.
Good night, guys. Very simple.
Good night.
Good night.
Mr. Chairman.
Where did you want to start?
I would like to ask John here, is the representative for the James Saunders Corporation?
No.
No? You're not here on that?
I'm here to answer questions if you have any on the audit report, but I cannot represent the auditors.
Okay. Good. That's what I thought. I just want to make sure. I have one question. I don't see any type of recommendations or anything like that. Is that what an audit go to?
That was in the extra paper they gave you.
The management.
But those really aren't recommendations.
They're comments on the errors that are here. They can't make recommendations on how to fix them. They can only point out what's wrong.
Oh, I see. So you're talking about the page three of the
The volunteer pension fund, yes. Minutes of district board meeting,
yeah.
Records and paper
correct.
Cash. Those are just recommendations, correct?
Correct.
And I think this is one of the main things we should concentrate on in this report, is this correct?
Right. The rest of the booklet that you've got is just a rehash of the financial information for the year. There's
right. There's no problems found, no discrepancies.
These are just recommendations. Right. Recommendations from the auditor saying to be more efficient and more clear to the public as to what you're doing, these would be protection things that need to be put into place so that we don't have any problems and possible problems in the future.
Well, let's go through the very first one. The volunteer pension fund, we're addressing that next month in a meeting with Bill Miller and Bob Barger.
The pension fund, yes.
The pension fund.
Are you still on page three?
The first, well, yeah, the last page of this one.
Okay.
The management discussion.
Not in the book.
It was separate.
Not in the book. That one was that separate page.
She can read it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that one.
Follow with this one.
Trust me.
Okay, you have it now?
Yes, sir.
The volunteer pension plan, we're planning on meeting with the pension plan manager. Is that his title, Chief? Bob Barger? He's in charge of the pension plan.
Yeah, he's the one that dishes out the money.
Dishes out the money.
Yeah.
So if we have
his actual title is the State Fire Marshal.
State Fire Marshal. And so we have a, I've had open discussion with him on the phone, mm-hmm. and Chief Miller. They had a real good pension plan and volunteer program class in Laughlin that was very beneficial. I did take that. So we have some good discussions to come up. So I think we've addressed that situation. The minutes of the district board meetings, we have now changed to written minutes. Based on their recommendations and our discussions, I know Bill was just having a tough time as clerk to follow the recorded minutes. Imagine the written minutes were better. District records, I think we've gotten that all taken care of, too. Mary has relinquished every... I'm pretty sure every form we were missing, we now have. Is that correct, Chief?
I won't answer to that because I don't know until I need something.
No. Okay.
I know that she has turned in some stuff, yes.
Yeah. Everything that... my discussion with Mary Farrar, our former board member and treasurer, she has given back everything that might have been original. Everything else that she has is just copies. And all those copies were now passed over. I think we need to discuss it or find out a little bit. Have a book of retention on certain records. Are there different types of retention periods for different types of records?
Yes, there is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's also a law on that.
Right. How involved is that retention record? Is it 3-4 pages long or just one page?
No, it's longer than 3 or 4 pages. Okay. It addresses every single document that all government entities produce. So not just fire districts, but all government entities. So it's longer than 3 or 4 pages. But it does tell you specifically on each item what the retention rate is, like minutes are permanent.
Payroll's 5 years, I think.
Hmm?
Payroll's 5 years.
Employees' medical files are 3 years after the employee has quit. They specifically lay it out in state statute.
Okay. Chief, as your duties as fire chief, does that?
I'm working on that,
you're,
yes.
You're on top of that?
Yes.
Okay. Petty cash? We discussed petty cash at one of the meetings.
Right. But the problem was is that we didn't have an account. I'm sorry, Chief. Yeah. We didn't have an account here in this community, so we would have to drive to Sierra Vista or Wilcox to deposit $12 of petty cash if it was over what we were keeping. So that's why we
needed to switch to a credit card to where it was easier to keep track, and it just wasn't efficient to be able to make deposits daily or weekly or
so
whatever.
Do we now have petty cash, or do we just have petty credit card?
We still have petty cash, and we reduced it to $300.
$305, and actually we haven't replenished it, so it's got about $12 left in there. And full of receipts.
Uh-huh. In cash.
And it's locked.
Here.
Yes.
Right.
Why don't we have a checking account here?
I don't know.
Because the county has it set up through Bank One. That's the county's deal.
Chase Bank.
Or Chase Bank.
But the auditors, their recommendation was that to even open up a small account here to where we could at least, if we were going to stick with the petty cash, we could at least keep it at that amount at all times.
Does the county allow that?
I didn't think the county allowed that. Mm-hmm.
The auditors said they did, but they said that the credit card system would be better tracked.
That was going to be my question. So we now have the credit card system.
Yes.
And that, you feel, John, do you feel that the credit card system is viable to take care of the petty cash?
We still need some cash on site for, if somebody was to go to the post office and only needed two stamps, it's hard to take a credit card and say, I'm going to spend 88 cents for. And that's what petty cash is for, is very small, non-reoccurring items that emergency purposes that come up.
So we still need to address petty cash and the possibility of a checking account here.
Either that, or we need to have the amount set to where we're not, that is not constantly fluctuating. Because if you have $305, if that's your set amount, say you get down to, I don't know, 300, that $5 is, you know, you're supposed to be able to account for $305 at all times. So somebody would be going to the bank several times a week. If, you know what I'm saying? Say if somebody comes in and gives a donation, and they give a donation of $100. Well, we only keep $305. Someone needs to go deposit that $100. Are we going to drive all the way to Wilcox or Sierra Vista?
You can't mail it?
I don't know if I can mail cash to the bank.
Oh,
I don't know. Because sometimes that happens. We have a donation box.
You know, so donation goes into petty cash?
No, but somebody needs to be able to drive it back and forth, but we have to have a place to lock it up. So therefore, we were locking it in the petty cash because it's lockable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, lockable. But
right.
I have a lot of questions according to lockable, but it doesn't come under this heading. So.
What I'm saying is the petty cash, if we don't have an account here in town, it's very hard to keep it at the exact penny at all times. So.
Wouldn't it be easier just to go ahead and spend that 80 cents on the credit card and, say, not have the hassles of a petty cash small amount? In other words, if you had a credit card and you went down, I mean, the post office is going to take 80 cents for a credit card. They don't mind.
No.
Girl Scouts come in once, so.
We already reduced it down to $300, you know, because we didn't want to keep that amount. When I first came here and took over as chief, it was pretty high. We reduced it. Then I saw the need that we need to have cash because everybody, we had to deal with cash here in town, you know, run into the dollar store to pick up envelopes or whatever. Okay, now we've got the credit card system in place. We dropped the petty cash down to $305. Okay, but there's still times where we got to run something to the dump. You're not going to use a credit card at the dump. Okay, there's still times where we got to send somebody to go get something. I'm not going to handle my credit card. Or maybe I'm out of town. You know, we still have to send somebody to go get a part. Or
so one way or another, we're going to have to deal with petty cash, okay?
At least a minimal amount.
Yeah. Right.
And so does getting an account here in town?
That's what they recommend.
Okay, but that fixes it, you feel?
Well, that's what the auditor recommended.
Of course, you got to, you know, because I
really don't know.
Discussions with the county saying, no, you cannot have
they've changed
anything like that. And is it Arizona statute now, or is it?
No.
Why did they change?
The Fire District Association is presenting legislation to make it specific in the state legislature. Right now, it's a gray area. They don't say, yes, you can do it, or no, you can't.
Okay.
But Cochise County has sent out letters to the districts the 1st of January, allowing districts. Cochise County was the last holdout in the state. And we had to open up separate accounts because IRS now requires electronic deposits for payroll taxes. You can no longer write a check and deposit it into the bank. So the county warrant account, which is the account of the county, does not allow electronic withdrawals or electronic deposits. So the county recognized that there was a problem and said, yes, go ahead and you can open up bank accounts in local branches and use them.
One of the main problems was replenishing the petty cash. Say it was summer, we had to buy, I don't know how many bags of ice for a wildland fire. We had to make the check out to Chief because he is the only one that has a checking account in this town to cash it so we could get cash. If not, one of us had to drive to Sierra Vista or to Wilcox to cash a $265 check.
Okay, so the bank account would not just be for the $300 petty cash, it would be for various things.
Well, they recommend only having one for petty cash, is what the auditors recommend.
Okay.
Or are you going to be able to distinguish that for petty?
I don't really know.
You label the bank statement and it goes on the financial statements on a separate line.
Okay, but that doesn't do it for wire transfers.
Yeah, that's
in the petty cash discussion.
Yeah, that's a whole nother.
That's a whole nother.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I would like for maybe a county representative to come in or something, so because I cannot always answer those questions on what's legal on our county warrant account and what isn't.
Okay.
Okay. Any other discussion on that? Let's move on to bank reconciliations. Now, it says here we find that the bank did not match the amount, did not match the general ledger. Did you get a figure that it was $335 for $5?
Is what we were off.
So it could have been a fee?
It was something that was missed in the reconciliation and didn't get caught. And all of these recommendations were problems as of June 30th, like you said before, and this problem's been corrected. Now the bank recs are matching the general ledger each month.
Accounts receivable. The district should establish a system whereby accounts billed by the district for wildland ambulance service and other services which have not been paid or tracked.
10-6 and 10-7 kind of go together hand in hand. It's very difficult for a district this size to keep track of what bills they have out that need to be collected on. And if you want to buy the software to do it, it's another $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 to do it exactly the way it should be done. We were doing it the best way we could with the QuickBooks that we had at the time, and the auditors didn't think that was giving enough information and coming up with enough reports that an individual from the community could come in and ask for it, and if we printed out what we have, it wasn't representing what they felt was correct to that person in the community. We do have a system in QuickBooks where we keep track of it. They just didn't think it was robust enough to do.
And prior to my being here, I believe that we had a system, Peachtree. Everything was then transferred to QuickBooks. I don't know why, but wildland revenue was not being inputted into QuickBooks.
It was put onto a spreadsheet.
It was tracked in an Excel spreadsheet. One of the engine bosses was doing all the wildland billing for the wildland coordinator. It wasn't even brought through to my office. So that has changed now.
These are
how long ago did that change?
Hmm?
How long ago did that change?
Well, April.
April, okay.
Because I was learning and...
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
That's fine. These are just recommendations from the auditors. I mean, these are nothing in concrete. From what I know and what we do, number six is a very good recommendation, but there's no way we can comply with it at this time. We can't afford the software, spend the money for the software to do it. We are producing enough information that we can see what's going on, and with some talking to an individual that comes in, we could explain this is what it is and give them the information that they need. We just can't push a button and say, okay, we're going to get a report that's going to show exactly what this person wants. We just, you're too small, you can't afford to do it. And they're making a recommendation saying, yeah, you should look at it. It's not exactly right, but it's okay for what you got. And I talked to them about it, and they said, you know, we'd like to see you do this, but we know you can't do it, but they have to report on it anyway, that it was not something that was in compliance.
The last one that you said go hand in hand, the ambulance billing.
Number seven, a lot of districts your size are going, they're outsourcing their ambulance billing to specialists that just do ambulance billing. They take a certain fee for doing that service for you. They already have that piece of software that can produce that accounts receivable report that would make the auditors happy. That's where they're tied together. These people are going to all the classes. They do multiple districts. They know all the new regs and everything is instantaneously as they come out. And they're recommending that districts your size, which they've done all across the state, that you need to begin to look at professional billing, because there may be some things slipping through the cracks on your billing stuff just because it's impossible to know everything all the time.
What do you feel, Lori, on this? I know you were involved with the ambulance billing.
I feel, you know, it's very frustrating. A lot of people go to school and have degrees just for ICD-9 coding. So the codes are continuously changing, and it costs $500,000 a year just to update your coding system. We don't even have a coding system. I have a website that I can go to. I can punch in if someone has, we go on a call for chest pain, and it will give me literally 200 different ICD-9 codes. And I have to sit with our medics to find out the right one, because if you miss a zero, if you put a 9 instead of a 09, they're going to kick it back. So it's continuous back and forth, back and forth. If we were set up to do that kind of billing and follow Medicare laws and access laws, it would be different. But, you know, I can only do what I can do. So,
Are we falling behind? Are we?
No, we're not behind at all. We're fine. It's just the Medicare laws. If we accept a payment from Medicare, say we go on a call for you, we get paid for Medicare. They pay 70% of what the bill is. We have to accept that. I cannot bill you for the remaining amount unless you have a copay, which is usually $20. That's what we get. And that constantly changes. So it's hard to say when we're doing our budget, our ambulance revenue will be $180,000, because I don't know.
And every insurance is different.
Yeah. So.
So will we get the full value of an ambulance run if we go to a private company?
No.
I mean,
no.
It'll still come
no.
up the same situation, right? Medicare,
they're just
a certain percentage.
Their software is just better equipped, and that's all they do.
Chief.
And just to mention a little bit about Lori. If we can get the billing out of her hands, then I can put her to work more on grants. Grants takes time to write up and research. And she's got other good values that we could put to use if we didn't have to deal with the billing part of it.
So what's the cost of outsourcing?
That's what I wanted. Yeah.
It can be a percentage of what your volume is per month, or they can do a set fee. Some places do $1,000 per month. Well, if you have, for instance, we had 5 calls yesterday. If you have more than 15 calls, I don't know what the math is, but an average call is $1,254. Even if you have 15 a month at minimum and you collect 70% of that, that's worth to me that $1,000 or whatever the percentage is.
I suppose so. And it's
quicker because if they kick back a code, then that's another week that I redo it, send it to them. If they kick it back again, it's another week. So I don't know what the turnaround time is. We're still collecting the money. I just don't know what the turnaround time is. And also, Medicare, I don't know how we set this up or when, but Medicare electronically sends payments to our warrant account, which is all dumped into the county account. They send me a report saying Medicare deposited $3,083. No customer name, no run number. So to distinguish whose money that is almost impossible.
And this will change with a private company?
You'll set up a separate bank account right. that the company will then assign deposits to go into. They will get the Medicare information when the payment is made, and they'll fax or scan or however they transfer the information to the district, and Medicare breaks it down. This is such, you know, your payment was $10, your payment was $25, so you got a check for $35.
And we don't get that.
The county tends to lose the documents.
It's ridiculous.
To find another station that is doing it that's nearby.
Well, Elfrida.
Take a look at theirs.
Elfrida outsources theirs, and just about everybody. There's not very many departments that in-house bill anymore.
The largest in this area is Fry in Sierra Vista. They provide that billing service in this area. There's three or four of them in the state.
Oh, Fry actually provides the billing service?
Yes.
Yes. So they would take, we would pay them to do our billing? I think we had discussion about this before.
We have, but nothing
was ever. The thing of it was, we were having a good collection rate, is that not?
Right, we are. It's just the turnaround time. Whether we want the money quicker. And the system with the county, I called to check on a payment, a warrant that we had written for the conference because of that fiasco. The county could not find our check number. It took 2 days for them to be able to differentiate our checks from anyone else in the county that goes into that account. They literally, all of our little fire departments that our monies are funneled into the county, they just give out the same group of check numbers to every fire department.
We're not distinguished
by any way other than Sunside Fire. So it literally took 2 days to see if a check had been cleared. The system is flawed. I hate to say that.
The county was never designed to be a bank.
It's very
the county
difficult.
Is designed to collect property taxes and redistribute them to whoever the taxes belong to. Mm-hmm. And over time, the county has evolved into being a bank, but doesn't have the expertise to be a bank.
You call Chase Bank and you ask for the amount that we have in our checking account, and I tell you what, they'll tell you $2 million. That is what the county has. That's not what Sunsides has.
And it's not just Cochise County, it's every county in the state. They all have the same problem.
It's very difficult to deal with the insurance.
Okay, so you're recommending that we go with this?
You know, I don't see how it could harm us in any way, even if we did it for a few months just to see what the difference is.
Oh, we can do it just for a few months.
Yes.
You can sign a month-to-month contract with them.
Can you put together maybe just a comparison of what you're receiving? Versus if that same amount was
sent to
billing,
percentage rate. I mean, I can ask them what they think they could bring. Right.
What it cost them.
Right. They claim that they have a high percentage rate of turnover and quickly within the month.
We're not going to be losing money.
No.
Period. One way or another.
No. In fact, I think we would gain some. And honestly, I have a lot on my plate. I do a lot, and so just to have that extra little bit of time to focus on new projects.
I believe with the hours that Lori's putting into the billing, we're going to gain and put into something else.
So this is something that we should have on our next agenda to discuss.
You have to go out to bid because it's a service, and that way you can get all of the fees that everybody charges, and you can do a apple to apple basically comparison, and then you can pick and choose. They're all pretty much the same. When it breaks, one will charge by percentages, another one will charge dollars for so many cases per month, but it's pretty much all the same when you break it all down.
How many do that in the state?
You said fries.
We picked up some brochures while we were at the conference, so we've got plenty of contacts.
So we can...
Yeah. So if we get it on the agenda, then you can bring us information, who, what, where, when, why.
Yes. There's some companies that are out of state. I do not recommend that. I recommend staying within our county law is what I recommend.
Well, you have to deal with a creature that's different than any other state in the union, and that's access.
Yeah. And it's constantly, constantly changing. It is. They do whatever they want, pretty much.
So there's your recommendations from the auditor. Most of them have already been taken care of and implemented the change. The worst ones that are left is the petty cash decision and number 6 and number 7, if you kind of blend them together. But you did very well. You did good. I have to see some of these that are 5 and 6 pages long. And for what you started with and what you ended up with at audit time, you did very well.
Any questions or discussions from the board? Any motions?
You want us to...
What's our agenda?
Discuss and approve the 2009-2010 audit performed by Jim Sondman.
I make a motion that we accept the audit as presented.
I'll second the motion.
We have a motion made by Bill McCarter to approve the 2009-2010 audit as performed by Jim Saunders, as written, as presented. It has been seconded by Candy Rowe. We'll now take a vote. Any further discussion on this? We'll now take a vote. All those in favor of approving the 2009-2010 audit performed by Jim Saunders as presented, with a show of hands. Show has shown that all board members did vote in favor of that motion.
What one comment, and I'll leave it at that. If you're going to look at the blue binder, which I encourage you all to take a look at, as accountants and auditors, we always start with the very last page and come forward. The footnotes are descriptive as to what's on Schedule A, B, C, and D. So if you read the footnotes first, you'll understand the schedules when you get to them at the front of the table. If you start at the front, you're going to be in the dark and go, well, what is this really? Well, in the back, it explains each account and what's there and what's not there. There's also in the footnotes very detailed things of what your fixed assets are, what your liability, debt, lease purchase debt is, what's future payments, what you're required to pay in the future. All that detail is in there.
Thank you.
I didn't know I was retired.
One more comment?
Just a question. I don't know if all of you have had an opportunity to look at it or not.
But, I went through it briefly.
But for basically for you and Bill, were you more pleased with this than with the last one?
Yeah. Well, the last one was a review, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
But you thought you were getting an audit.
We paid for an audit.
So I just was curious if you were more pleased with this one.
Yeah, I actually talked to that lady, but that's for another time.
Well, that leaves the door open.
I know we can't discuss it.
No, we can't.
Then you can't say anything.
Then don't say anything.
Okay, the time is 5 minutes after 8. Our meeting is adjourned.
Just like that?
Candace, would you write that on that your page, the adjourn time? I gave you mine. Yeah, and I'll just and then I'll just copy it sometimes.
I would be happy to.
Thank you, ma'am.
I haven't seen that.
No. I wrote on
page which word in the back
place.
You can get it.
Where's the